Today, you can take a highway loop to the sites at Yellowstone National Park. In the days before cars, that trip was made in a stagecoach. And while that mode of travel is a thing of the past, some of the ways those coaches traveled still impacts us today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. You may know that besides hosting these programs, I am a farmer and rancher. Like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Have you covered the bases when it comes to passing your farm or land to the next generation? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short videos to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Next to Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone National Park, you'll find the Old Faithful Inn. The grand historic structure quickly took shape in the early 20th century.
The construction crew actually started in June of 1903, probably had the roof on by the time winter hit, and then worked through the winter and through the spring months, and the first guests were staying here by June of 1904.
Ruth Quinn says that in just 13 months' time, 140 bedrooms were ready for visitors. This inn was just one of a few lodges built to serve those earliest travelers.
They would have gotten off the train in Gardner and for about $50 took a 5.5-day trip around Yellowstone. One night at each of the five grand hotels that were spaced just about 30 to 40 miles apart from each other, because that's a comfortable travel day in a stagecoach.
The trip on the stagecoach was often scenic, but did present some challenges.
Imagine ladies in long skirts but heavy boots hiding underneath. Imagine men in three-piece suits and ties and hats. They were actually issued linen dusters to put over their clothing because the dust was a big issue on that stagecoach.
But at the end of each day, there was lodging with electricity, heat, and indoor plumbing.
There have always been people who have loved this building, and it has been threatened twice by nature, the fires of 1988, as well as the Hebgen Lake earthquake of 1959. But it's also been threatened by human decisions being made about its future.
But the Old Faithful Inn is a landmark that has stood the test of time, welcoming generations of visitors to one of the most scenic spots in the world. Traveling the countryside in Yellowstone National Park, I'm Andrew McCray.